To swinging into 2014. In fact, some of you feel like you're already there saying goodbye to last year and seeing what's up with this year. Kate Delaney and all the crew here on America Tonight wishing you a happy and very healthy new year. And this year, I think my wish is that the conversation will be so much less about Hollywood celebrities and more about how we're actually accomplishing things out of Washington, D.C. that are having rippling effects across the land, and not all of them are negative. When you look at the top stories of 2013, my goodness, how many have a Washington taint to it, I'll say. The Obamacare rollout, the Benghazi attack investigation, things we've already listed on my top list, the IRS accused of targeting conservative groups and then some others as well, the debt ceiling and government shutdown part two and the sequester battle, NSA, domestic spying, the Ed Snowden stuff, the Republican strategies in 2014, what's coming up in the midterms, and 2016 because we have a Democratic president in office, gun legislation, what to do about Iran, Iran's nuclear threat as it relates to bills and a possible restraint on that country. In other words, more sanctions, but coming from Congress, Afghan withdrawal. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on, certainly. A big part of the buzz in the backyard and what we talk about here in America Tonight, frankly, is what is happening in Washington because you're a taxpayer. You're a taxpayer and you deserve to know truly what really is happening. I looked at different search engines to see the names that were searched the most. And I know you wouldn't be surprised by this. But the list, of course, included who I already mentioned, Ed Snowden, Kathleen Sebelius, see the relationship there, George Zimmerman, Joe Carr, and Tamerlan Tsarnaev, that's the Boston Marathon bombers, Ben Bernanke, former Federal Reserve Chairman, Eric Holder, Attorney General, Chris Christie made huge news in 2013, there was so much speculation over Chris Christie and will he run for president in 2016? Anything Chris Christie. John Boehner, constantly the Speaker of the House, in the news, either because he narrowly got back in again, or what side was he on when it came to the government shutdown? And the president, no doubt, was one of the top searched people of 2013. And this, again, goes to Washington, Washington, Washington. Hey, you know what? When we turn the calendar on another year, as we're right in between the limbo and things kick off, when the ball drops and it's all said and done, there are all kinds of new laws that will kick in. And we're talking about across the states. The National Conference of State Legislatures released a list that had an interesting amount of bills and resolutions and all of that. About 40,000 of them all together. A lot of people, I think, have been talking about some of them anyway. And we've talked about a few of them, too, along the way. Oregon doesn't allow adults from smoking in a car if kids are there. Can you imagine trying to regulate that? Illinois makes it illegal for websites to post mugshots and then ask for money to take them down. In Oregon, the websites will have to remove mugshots for free if the person was acquitted or had the charges dropped.
Hmm.
Shark fins. You know, shark fin soup is a delicacy in some places. In Delaware, they're outlawing the possession and sale of shark fins next year. I didn't realize it was such a big deal there. Minimum wage. Oh, we definitely talked about this along the way. Minimum wage goes up in Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island. California, though, upped minimum wage to $9 an hour. That starts in July. Marijuana, always big. Colorado will let anyone over 21 buy up to an ounce from a licensed outlet. Oregon and Illinois also trying to decide whether they're going to allow medical marijuana. So as I said, the list is long. That's some of the stuff that has been picked out of all of the bills and resolutions that were approved. There's drones. There's other things. I think the minimum wage is perhaps one of the biggest, because it also varies from place to place. So they always publish the National Conference of State Legislatures, the NCSL, if you want to check it out yourself. They always publish a list of the new laws that go into effect on the 1st. And it's interesting, because even voter ID in Connecticut, the strictest gun control law now is put into play. Arkansas is going to require voters to present a photo ID at the polling place. Illinois passed a couple of laws regulating the use of drones. In California, new rights and protections for transgender youth. They have a big deal there in California. Internet users and inmates serving long sentences for offenses they committed as juveniles. Big laws there. And some other interesting things, too, which we'll go through some more of those throughout the show. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we take a look back at the Supreme Court and affirmative action, a very big decision. And we talk to somebody who really parcels it out for us, as only she can do, Shirley Bond, who's been on the show many times. And we talk about the impact of the Supreme Court and a big affirmative action case. Also, Jennifer Steyer, for fun, we threw this in because when you start a new year, in the first couple of weeks in the new year, people are talking about, what are they talking about? Getting in shape, accomplishing a zillion things, and love, falling in love. What is it? Love, weight, breakups, all of that. And anyway, she talks about the whole relationship thing, which is so big for so many people when you swing into a new year. All right, meet us on the flip side. Some of the things that are shaking across this great country, maybe in your neck of the woods, that's next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Including a man who was killed on a tarmac at the Boston airport, and also in North Dakota, a train collision that blew up some oil tankers. It's, you know, I know we have a bunch of listeners in North Dakota, and this small town in that state, they were ordering people to just get out of the way because this massive fireball, and it was a mile long fireball because you think of tankers. So what happened was a train carrying crude oil derailed. Boy, these trains that are derailing after colliding with another train, and it was Cass County, and the sheriff's office said as of Monday night that they were recommending that people in the town of Castleton and anyone that lived in and around that five-mile area, either south or east or any of that kind of stuff, evacuate and go to shelters in Fargo, which is about 25 miles away or so. There's a strange... See, this is the kind of stuff you got to think about. There's a strange pattern with the winds, kind of a weird shift that is going to push the plume of smoke, and it has... down, but that means that there could be more of a health risk, so people that are inside their homes could get hit with that. The explosion itself sent flames about 100 feet into the air. The crazy thing, or not the crazy thing, the good thing, is that with the fireworks that happened, because it was wild, I actually saw it burning, some video of it burning, that there were no injuries, thank goodness. reported in this thing, because you had 10 cars fully engulfed. And when you talk about derailment, who knows who could have been there? It happened 2:20-ish in the afternoon at an intersection, and when the one train carrying grain got derailed, then it was hit by the other train carrying oil. I mean, that's like lighting a match. It was just crazy, the explosion, and how it just kept burning and burning and burning and burning. And the crews, of course, got there quickly, thank goodness, and doused it and did everything they could. It took a while to get it out. But you're talking about this grain train had about 111 cars, so it wasn't a short train. And you have to get to the other cars, and you've got to separate it from the cars that are on fire from the ones that are burning. And what an unbelievable thing that is to have to mess with. They even put flight restrictions near it because of the thick, dark plume that was going up. And they're trying to figure out, once again, the National Transportation Safety Board, they're trying to figure out the facts that would have contributed to what happened there. And then they're worried, you know, what do we do for future accidents? Remember, we just had that one in New York, where sadly people were injured in that one. And a few people were lucky to escape with their life. It was just that bad. It was awful. So that was one of the big things that happened, and certainly the big buzz in North Dakota, in and around Fargo, without a doubt. Then there was this crazy story in Boston. Boy, lately we've had people breaching security and getting into major airports. Remember, we're just talking about what happened at Newark. We talked about an incident at JFK. Now you have a guy who was run over by a truck on the tarmac at Logan, which is Boston's airport. And they say that he was in the cargo area when he was hit by the truck. It was traveling in reverse in the area of the plane. And at this stage, they don't know. It looks like it's just an accidental thing. And they couldn't even determine whether he worked for the airline or for the agency that runs the airport. And initially, when the story broke, they thought it was somebody who breached security. And I was like, are you kidding? At Logan? Again? Either way, I mean, a terrible thing. Certainly it changes the face of it, but a terrible thing that somebody gets plowed over in the airport, because usually they are so, or try to be so cautious in and around the planes, even when they're dumping commuters off. And I know flying through Boston, they do that. Just like in Washington, you have some of those commuter puddle jumpers where you get off and you walk across the tarmac and whatever. But I don't think this was a passenger. This was somebody who worked in some capacity, either for the airport or for, you know, one of the airline companies. That's rough. I mean, that's rough to have that happen. Where the truck get caught or something in reverse or whatever? But they're trying not to speculate too much on it, because they know. And first it gets reported and it's completely wrong. Then there's little snippets of information, and that's the first thing you think. You can't help it. The first thing that you think about is, how did somebody, you know, how'd they get out there? What happened? And what was the intent? What was the intent? I mentioned some of those crazy laws that are kicking in next year, and I mean, there's just so many of them. One that I think is worth mentioning, because we've gotten so many emails about it, is what's going on with the light bulb? That was one of the questions from Ken, who just said, hey, Kate, what's going on with the light bulb? And here's the thing. Light, heading into 2014, you've got to have halogen or fluorescent bulbs, because there's a federal law that bans production of incandescent light bulbs. No more incandescent light bulbs. So companies stopped making the 175-watt bulbs about a year ago. And on New Year's Day, what happens, it's the second phase of the legislation banning production of the 60 and 40-watt bulbs. It's like today I was looking around knowing this and counting how many of the light bulbs I had. How many light bulbs of the 60 and 40 variety do you think I have? If you are a huge environmentalist and you're very upset about what's happening by using incandescent light bulbs and you don't want to close your ears. And I counted and I've got 15. 15 of them. And the other ones I have are the coil ones that cost an arm and a leg, and I'm sorry, I can't even read to them. I just have to say. So I suppose I'm going to have to be bent like Ben Franklin and just light a bunch of candles as well so I can see. And a lot of people are really, really upset about the light bulbs. A lot of people are really upset. I think Ken wasn't the only one. He was short of words, but got right to the point. What's up with the light bulb? What's up with the light bulb? Yep, it means you're going to have a hard time, Bitter. Yeah, that was why we joke about that on the show. We joked about it for years. You better stock up on those light bulbs because they're gone. Which means also, eventually, in some cases, you'll have to get different kinds of lights because it just won't fit. So you better start walking around your house like I did and take a little survey. You may have some already, but you might not have very many. You might have a lot of lamps and things that take the 40s and the 60s. And when they stop the production on them, they stop the production on them. And what are you going to do, store thousands of light bulbs? The answer is no, that's not realistic. So you're going to have to, like I am, you're going to have to make the switch eventually because that's what we're going to have here. In this country, that's all we're going to have for a while. I mean, you still have to figure that they've got to sell the product. But once that's through, then your choices will be very, very limited. And let me finish with this thought as part of the odds and ends and what people are talking about. They're now going to put calorie counts on vending machines. That's a good thing, isn't it? You're starving to death. You want to get something to eat at the airport. They're going to tell you the calories so you can make better choices. That's the idea, eh? All right, coming up, a couple of great conversations. One on affirmative action and the Supremes, and Jennifer Steyer on dating. Stay with us on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America tonight. In the wings with us, Project 21 co-chair on the amicus brief related to something that we've tossed around here on the show a lot. It is the affirmative action case involving, remember the whole story with Michigan and whatnot, and the U.S. Supreme Court is finally has heard the critical mass information, I guess I'm going to call it that, in this affirmative action case. And Project 21 has been involved, as you know. The whole case is about whether the referendum passed in Michigan to forbid preferential treatment in public employment, education, contracting based on race, sex, color, and whatnot, or national origin violates the U.S. Constitution. Now, as I said, we've talked about this a lot on America Tonight. In fact, in the past, the Michigan Civil Rights Initiative, which became Section 26, and we can get into all the specifics of that, but just know the basics of what we're talking about. Sherilyn Harley Laban joins us. She's been on the show before. She's a delight, and she was part of the team that wrote that amicus brief. Sherilyn, this was a very, very big day, wasn't it?
Big day. Big day. And unfortunately, Kate, I was not, as you can imagine, you know, tickets were selling like hotcakes, not selling, but tough to get tickets to actually hear the arguments, and the arguments were from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. today, so just an hour, but a big deal. You know, this is a big deal, and as you know, Kate, because we've discussed this on the show, this is essentially coming just 100 days after, of course, the University of Texas decision, right?
Yeah.
You know, this is a big year here for these race-based policies, and it's going to be really interesting. We're actually hosting a luncheon tomorrow. We've got Jennifer Gratz coming to really have a discussion tomorrow afternoon about what happened inside the court, because obviously she was there as well as the executive director of the Michigan Civil Rights Initiative, because, of course, Schutte, the attorney general of Michigan, was arguing the case. So I will be getting kind of a blow-by-blow description from Jennifer tomorrow, but it is very interesting what was essentially the issue is whether a state, whether Michigan violated the Equal Protection Clause by amending its constitution, right, to prohibit race and sex-based discrimination. And the other thing I think it's important to point out to your listeners is that, you know, the Michigan Civil Rights Initiative, which you aptly said became Section 26, you know, it received the support of 58% of Michigan voters in 2006. So this wasn't something that was some rogue, you know, initiative that didn't have the support of voters. It did, and it passed by 58%, Kate. But yet, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals struck it down. And I find that very interesting that the appeals court did strike it down after so many Michigan voters supported this.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was reading some of the quotes that came out of today's, hearing. And
right.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who was the most outspoken justice of all, said this about the
right.
Michigan ban, said it was intended to bring back segregation and appears to have done just that. She went on and she said minorities finally get in and have children. Now you want to do away with alumni preferences.
Can you believe that? I said, Oh, my goodness. Talking about they finally get in, that they're having kids, and then, oh, gosh, we're taking away this right away from their children. And, you know, there's something else to what she said, and I this was part of my quote, that, you know, our perceptions, you know, this generation's perceptions are very different from, say, the current crew of kids in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the perceptions towards race of the younger generation now, I would dare say, probably vary quite differently from the generation of their grandparents, okay? So with that comes a lot of just shifting changes towards race and preferences, and I've got to tell you, I think the Michigan Civil Rights Initiative and the fact that it had 58% of the vote, I think that is really reflecting the changes and the shift towards race as well as preferences, right? And the fact that, you know, people may view that, hey, you know, maybe it is time to look at these race-based preferences differently. And how about things like making sure that kids are getting an equal education at the elementary and high school level? And how about if we put our efforts into that situation so that the kids applying to college are adequately prepared for the colleges that they want to apply to and the colleges that ultimately they get accepted into? And the way that you need to look at that situation is to start from ground zero, and that's at kindergarten, and making sure that these kids are getting an equal education, Kate. And that's the conversation, my dear, that the left doesn't want to have. Because remember, the left is the one that are saying that school choice is wrong and that, you know, blocking initiatives for charter schools. And I got to tell you, that initiatives that are making sure that these poor kids are getting an equal education and that they are not stuck in failing inner city schools with decrepit buildings and moldy buildings and lousy books and teachers who, you know, are loyal to the teachers' unions instead of doing what they can for the kids.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, there's that film Looking for Superman, Waiting for Superman, and it shows, it illustrates that completely, what you're saying about the Khan academies and the charter schools and how there's nothing but deny, and instead trying to keep a hold of a piece of territory in so many states. Justice Scalia agrees, and he put the 58% out there and said, as you said, the 58% of the state voters approved. He says it's not a racial classification, it's the elimination of racial classification. So you would agree with that, that isn't it time to move forward?
That was brilliant. That was one of my favorite quotes from Scalia. That was brilliant, really brilliant.
Why do you totally agree
with him.
Why do you think it is, Sherilyn, that people, and you know there's people listening to you, they're saying, how can she say that? I don't understand. I don't understand Project 21. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why would they say that? And you've given the reasons why, it, because of how it's not your grandfather's generation. We have improved in this area, haven't we?
Oh, yes, I absolutely think we have. And I'll tell you, you know, the court kind of laid out the standards very well in Texas. It said, you know, we've got this strict scrutiny standard, right? And you know, what the court has laid out very well is that if the school is going to resort to race quotas, you've got to make sure you've exhausted all other remedies for enrollment, okay? You've got to make sure you've exhausted all other remedies. And so the court has said consistently about the strict scrutiny standard. And, you know, when it came to Michigan, they put it to the voters, right? They put it to the voters and said,
right,
here, you know, here it is. Do you want this or not? Voters said no. Voters said no.
Yeah. Do you think, what's your gut tell you? What do you think will happen here? Because as you know, there's, what, 8 justices on this. Kagan isn't. She's not part of this.
Kagan,
like,
recused herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm going back to that Texas, right, because I think Texas was very, you know, sort of, indicated a lot. And remember, what they did in Texas is they sent it back to the Fifth Court and told the Fifth Circuit, you're going to need to reapply the strict scrutiny standard. What's interesting in Michigan is I'm not sure there's an opportunity there to kick it back and tell them to reevaluate. I mean, it's basically going to be up or down. I think probably that, I think Michigan, if I had a crystal ball, I think Michigan's probably going to win on this one. I do think so. I need to go back and read through some more comments, as much as I can get, because I wasn't there, read through and see, you know, see which way the tea leaves are going, and also get a sense from Jennifer Gratz, who was there, and the Michigan Civil Rights Initiative, to see what they thought. I know that she posted on Facebook that she thinks that Michigan will prevail. You just never know. I mean, you know, whenever I say, okay, I think it's going to go this way, it ends up going the opposite way. But I really think that, you know, I mean, as you know, I was part of the amicus brief, and I mean, I've read this over several times, Kate, and I got to tell you, I think Michigan is on pretty strong footing. I really do.
All right, so we'll see how it comes down. Sherilyn, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for spending some
time
with us.
Thank you, Kate. Would love to come on anytime. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
And a lot of resolutions center around finances, center around weight loss, and also center around relationships. If there are people that are single or people that are in unhappy relationships, that kind of thing. Jennifer Stiers, our old pal, is back with us, a relationship expert like no other. Jennifer, this is the time of year when I think besides the forced holiday of love, of romance, February 14th, Valentine's Day. To me, this is when more people than ever talk about relationships. Is it because we're throwing out what we don't like and trying to bring in new, or we're optimistic? Why is it that the beginning of the year we turn toward love?
Well, it's all about resolutions and a new start. I mean, what is New Year's? Out with the old, in with the new, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have to look at, well, what wasn't working? And very often, a lot of times, it's relationships that aren't working. So people look to, okay, what do I want to do? Where do I want to overhaul my life, like you said, and all the other areas? But relationships are, I mean, they're the most important thing we have in our life. Why wouldn't they, you know, take priority? People do not want to be alone for New Year's Eve. They don't want to be alone for Valentine's Day, and they don't want to bring in the new year alone.
Yeah, but what you just said can be dangerous, can't it, for people when they, because you have the endorphins rushing and the thought of love, 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 and sometimes people don't clearly see the people that they're dating. Do you find that?
All the time. I truly, truly think, I mean, take it away from New Year's Eve for a second, that the reason that most relationships don't work is because people really don't, they don't know themselves, and they don't know exactly what they're looking for. And so, you know, at the end of most relationships, when it comes to breakup time, You know, they could say it's the other person, whatever. It's usually about the fact that, you know, there's something about that person they don't like, they can't deal with, they can't live their life with. And it, you know, it becomes a deal breaker, but that's the, why it's so important that people really, really take the time, especially now, just because we are at the beginning of the year, to really get clear on who they are and what they want and what kind of partner they're looking for.
Yeah, well said. Get clear on who you are. But you know, when you say that, get clear on who you are, it's like that question. It's, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think that's where the message is. Clear on who you are, what you want, but a lot of times people just gloss over. It's like they don't have time for that or something, and there's got to be a better way to do that. I mean, what do? You take out a piece of paper and write down thoughts? How do you do that?
Well, that's exactly what I have my clients do. I have them say, at the very top of the piece of paper, I have them write out, I am. And then the homework assignment on that is to list 100 things that you are, and it can't describe your lot in life. It has to be all positive things. And it, you know, can't describe what you do for a living or like I'm a mom or I'm a sister, or I'm, you know, a coworker, any of that stuff. It's all about who you are as a person. I am kind. I am loving. I'm compassionate. I'm warm. I'm friendly. You know, I love animals, you know, just whatever it may be, but describe yourself, because that's the part when you get in relationships that if you're not aware of who you are, how do you know what you need, right? How are you going to know? And that's the second exercise, Kate, by the way, is what is it that you need? You know, a lot of people don't realize until they're out of a relationship, like, I need touch, or I need someone that wants to spend time with me. You know, find that from the beginning, because you're not going to change somebody.
Yeah. And no kidding. It's funny you say you need touch. Isn't there 5 languages of love or something?
I love that book. It's Gary Chapman's The 5 Love Languages, and I really tell everybody they should read it, because those are things I really believe you could try to speak somebody else's love language. But we should try to find somebody that speaks our own, because it just comes natural then. Like, if you're a person that likes to spend time with your partner and that's love to you, and it's love to them, it's just natural that you both are going to enjoy that time together rather than having to force it. And same with all the others as well. Affirmation, another thing. Touch. You can't force somebody that doesn't like touch to want to touch you. So that's when I say get clear on what you want and what you need in a partner, it's down to the nitty gritty. I mean, it's the details, but the details are what draw a perfect type partner to ourselves. The clearer we get, the more likely they are to show up. I know that sounds hokey, but my clients can stand for the fact that when they leave me, they attract a completely different person, and many of my clients find their soulmates, but it's because I push them to get clear.
Right, and see, that's what I think. I think people don't want to do that. They say, absolutely, I know what you mean. It's like telling someone to write a business plan. They have a business going, but they don't have a map. Yeah.
Yeah, and I hear from a lot of women, oh, I wrote that out. I have my list. Well, if they break out their list, I could tell you, you know, that it's not clear. It's just not clear enough. We also, and you can't leave this part out, we have to be healthy. You know, we got to get healthy and whole. We can't come in wanting a relationship, but yet not over our ex, or not over the fact that our ex, you know, did something to us to betray us, so we don't trust. And so you have to come in whole and healthy, wipe the slate clean, new partner, and here we are, new year, you know, new partner, new relationship. Give them the opportunity.
Yeah, well said. That's such a key point. Healthy and whole. How many women especially bounce back, are rebounders after a divorce or a breakup?
Men are worse.
Really?
I mean, from a rebound standpoint, men are worse, because women at least have their girlfriends, they'll cry, they'll get it out, they'll at least vent some of their feelings and talk about it, probably too much, and get in their head about it. But the men just move on. They're like, well, I don't want to think about it, I don't want to be lonely, I don't want to miss somebody, so they just get into another relationship before they're ready. And, you know, it's a vicious cycle for men. So the men that take the time to grieve and to be sad and to be alone and figure out what went wrong and what is your responsibility in it. And I say that for women too. I mean, it's not just men, but thinking about that is really important. What did you learn from your last relationship? And take that into the next ones, because you can, I mean, that's your opportunity for real growth. What are your patterns? You know, do you keep attracting the same guy or the same girl? Look at your patterns.
Well said. Is New Year's Eve a good time to meet someone? You know, you always see that portrayed in the movies, but is it a good time to do it?
I think everybody is looking for love on New Year's Eve, and what a wonderful opportunity if you are in a place where you're able to find somebody or connect with somebody. I mean, that's a bonus and that's awesome, but you can't go out expecting or hoping for that. You just got to go out just like every day in life, enjoy your life, be happy, and meet new people, and if you happen to connect with somebody, go for it. You know, give it a try, take some chances, even if it's somebody that you wouldn't normally date or go out with. Take your chances, with somebody new. And the only thing I would caution against on New Year's Eve is a lot of people get like the online dating sites spike because people are looking for a date for New Year's Eve. But all I can say is I cannot think of anything worse than having a bad date or not liking, you know, that person very much. And then, like, normally you exit after dinner, you're stuck with them all night or at least after midnight.
No kidding. You know, it's funny talking about the online dating sites. Does matchmaking work?
Does matchmaking work? Matchmaking works. And if there's a science behind it, it works a lot better than trying to do online, in my opinion. The online dating, I think at one point there was substance to it and people really wanted to get on and meet other people and that's why they did it. And I think there's still plenty of people that do that, but there's a lot of game playing and a lot of deception that happens online. So I'm old fashioned. You got to meet people face to face. And if you can have somebody set you up, whether it be a friend or a matchmaker, even better, because then they know your they know you, they know your lifestyle, they know your commonalities. If they're good, they can pair you up with the right person.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would fall into that category too. I'm married, but I would fall into the category of if I was going to help someone out, I think face to face is better because you know the person and at least you can kind of give them a little bit of a heads up and figure it out, especially if you know them really well and you can make it so it's not awkward and see if it just works or not.
Absolutely. Yeah, no pressure. You know, the one thing, again, that I would say if I could say one thing is about relationships and who, you know, finding a partner is find your best friend. Find somebody that is your best friend. And, I mean, obviously there needs to be chemistry, too, but, you know, that person should be your best friend, the person you want to spend all your time with, whether you're hanging out camping, not doing anything, or you're at a party and, you know, entertained. That's what life is about, and you know because you're married. Once you're married, you get, like, it's the little things. It's waking up with that morning with somebody and going, what are we going to do today? What do we want to be together? And so it's so important to find somebody you can connect with, you can talk with, that you trust, that you love hanging out with, that makes you laugh. Those simple things.
Excellent. Good tips here, definitely. And you can check out Jennifer. Check out her website, lovejen.com. Happy New Year to you, Jennifer.
Happy New Year, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. You have a good one.
You too.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.